This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli, this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where you can make it a September to remember. And time for you to book that September stay, and you'll get discounts and resort credits. So make sure you do that today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. The president took a bunch of questions in the Oval Office, as several have commented on the YouTube chat. Not bad for a guy who's dead, or at least the left wishing he was dead. Like some of the crazy comments from people like Rosie O'Donnell and others that basically he's dead. But, you know, as other people have commented as well, and you can join in at our YouTube page at 1210 WPHD, Biden never did this. Biden never, ever, ever took questions like this. Never in the Oval Office, never in the press room. I mean, he never had a press conference till he tried to block Kamala Harris after she became the nominee. That was literally the only time I think he ever went out to the White House press briefing room. And that was after he dropped out of the race. He was always carefully controlled. Trump sits there and just riffs. I mean, he's still going. But I do have a show to do at some point, so I'm trying to balance all this. But he's still going, so I think you got the gist of everything that he was talking about. He's also signing an executive order on the G20. But as of right now, they are in the process of taking the letters off the Department of Defense and changing it to the Department of War, going on offense versus defense. And as usual, setting up the left to be triggered by things like the name change. On the issue of his health, I wanted to play a couple clips for you. So the first is, this is Rosie O'Donnell, who suggests now that Trump has now miraculously regenerated. Also just randomly accuses him of, yeah, I'll jump back in a second. Can I do that or no? Will that screw everything up?
No, you can do that. It's fine.
Okay. Rosie O'Donnell claiming that Trump, his ear miraculously regenerated, going with the conspiracy theory, of course, from the left, which is that he shot himself, basically, that, you know, they staged his own near miss assassination attempt that killed a man. Somehow they were able to pull this off. I don't know how, but they were able to get a shooter on the roof at Butler, and he just knew exactly when to turn and exactly at that moment coming within centimeters of death and squeezing, I guess, a blood pack out of his ear. I think that's the conspiracy on the left. Completely nuts. I mean, you got to really have your timing down in life to risk having a bullet whiz by your head and get that exact, like, centimeter at that exact moment correct. But, hey, why not? Go with it. This is cut number 11.
One who called for an insurrection.
Yeah.
And then did not call the National Guard to come help people. and people died and got hurt. That is on him. And his assassination attempt, a man died during that assassination attempt. Yeah. A man died.
Yeah.
And it wasn't him.
Yeah.
And he miraculously healed, ladies and gentlemen. Will anyone in the news ever say that without couching it? His ear miraculously regenerated. People, what else do you need?
One person standing in the way of us all figuring out why his name appears multiple times in the Epstein files. We still don't know why his name appears multiple times in the Epstein files.
We do know why,
Donald Trump.
We all know why.
Yeah.
You have to know why. Why else do you think? He paid $1 billion to Jeffrey Epstein over the time of their friendship. $1 billion. He wrote...
Now, that was Rosie O'Donnell from Ireland and Jim Acosta, obviously from Journalist Internment Camp, where he was a prisoner on the first Trump administration, was released, and then quickly was put back in Journalist Internment Camp, which is somehow they've got the ability for him to do ridiculous Zoom interviews on conspiracy nonsense. Jasmine Crockett suggesting Donald Trump's hand looks like it's about to fall off. So there you go. Cut 12.
I don't know. Donald Trump's hand looks like it's about to fall off. But in all seriousness, though, I do think that we should have a reasonable conversation about what the 25th means and whether or not he is physically capable of serving, as well as, you know, I've already decided that he is mentally incapable, but clearly enough people are not listening to me. I was just going to say, as far as his physical health, they have not been transparent. They only came out. Now, granted, I do want y'all to understand that we are currently investigating Biden's health in the House. Yeah, that hasn't been talked about a ton, right? I think that they've decided to back down just a little bit right now because of everything that's going on with him. But I've literally sat in depositions and transcribed interviews as it relates to them going after and harassing staffers on all levels about whether or not he was competent to use the auto pen and what did they know about his health. So we are currently investigating not the president's health, the former president's health, right? While the current president is visibly struggling more physically than the previous president. That is for sure.
Now, the current president is actually speaking as we speak. He's still going after signing executive orders and taking reporters' questions. So what are we exactly going to investigate, Jasmine Crockett? I mean, I understand you know mental incompetence, so you probably are an expert on it since you are mentally incompetent and insane. But what are you going to investigate exactly? The guy's been taking questions for over an hour now. So I don't really understand what's the issue. What's the problem? That he's not standing? He's sitting taking questions? Maybe he should stand every now and then, because doctors advise that you should have sitting as the new smoking. I don't know. Maybe that. I'm not quite sure. And then, of course, the other question is, am I really here today or is it just AI? No, I'm really here today after going to the Eagles game last night. Justin, what did you think of the game, by the way? Curious to get your take on it.
It was a game that happened. That delay absolutely killed the momentum for both sides.
Yes, it did.
It was a great game the first half. Then you have a halftime break, and then an hour weather delay just killed it, and it's killed the game dead.
Well, first of all, happy birthday to my buddy Lee Pervorsky. Today's his birthday, and he took me to the game last night, and we were hanging out. It was fun. But then when the lightning strike or the lightning delay happened, we got out of there. Everybody, a lot of people got out of there. Not everybody, but a lot of people left. What did you think of the spit?
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I typically believe what I'm told, but I don't for one second believe that NBC didn't get that alternative angle until the lightning delay midway through the third quarter. Because I think if they had shown that original shot of Dak spitting in Carter's direction, I think there's a chance he gets booted from the game also. And then it's terrible. Then, you know, Dallas has no chance of winning.
So Loogie Gate, which is the idea now that the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, Dakota, that he spit first, and so there you have a second spitter. Is that right?
Second spitter, yeah.
So he spit first, and then our guy spit back at him. But somehow they missed all that, and only because the refs hate us and they love Dallas, they only threw our guy out.
Well, if you're the NFL and you have Dak Prescott booted before the game even starts, that's not good for your product, especially when it's not only the Eagles season opener, it's the NFL season opener. A lot of eyes on that game, and I don't think they wanted a blowout.
Justin?
No, he's one of, for surprisingly, he's actually pretty accurate in his assessment. I hate to give him props, but the alternate angle, I mean, you see, now, just for disclaimer.
He goes back and to the left.
Back
and to the left.
Yeah. I don't
the
condone.
Loogie goes flying. Straight. Yeah, this is literally a Seinfeld episode come to life. It's unbelievable.
I don't condone the spitting at all. Like, spitting on another person's disgusting. But if you look at it, Dak looks directly at Jalen Carter, says something, spits on the ground in front of him, says another thing, and then gives him a sly little smirk and a head nod and a wink. Mm-hmm. So he initiates it. He successfully managed to rage bait Jalen Carter. And then, of course, Carter walks up, which is crazy thing to do first play of the game. You like setting up for the first drive of the season, all of the cameras are going to be pointed directly at the Cowboys huddle and directly at Dak Prescott. And the refs are right in front of you. And then you decide to just hock a loogie right on his chest is disgusting.
Yeah, if you're going to hock a loogie, you got to wait to the second half and then do loogie revenge.
Like, wait until there's like a pile up. There's a pile. We can see, you know, everybody's in the scrum. The refs aren't looking. Then you can probably get away with it then, but not when it's right before the first play of the season.
No.
Every camera in the stadium is pointed directly at the quarterback of the opposing team.
No, that's when you turn around and you go, and you look around and you go, now, they go, now, Loogie, now, and then you, boop, you know what I mean?
Also, you were at the game, so you were probably spared this, but NBC just kept replaying it over and over.
Oh, I imagine.
I don't need to keep looking at it. It's disgusting.
Yeah, luckily they did not show it at the link. So no one knew what happened. We had everybody just went to their phones to pull it up. And that's when we started getting this whole thing that there was this. And nobody knew anything about the second spitter until after the game, until after the lightning break. But by then, everybody was driving home. So nobody knew about the second spitter until I didn't find out about it until this morning. I mean, I was long gone at that point.
Yeah.
So
NBC waited to reveal the footage until, I think, the lightning pause. So like 4 minutes and 44 seconds or whatever it was in the third quarter. But I think if they had shown that originally, there would have been a lot of outrage online that, you know, Jalen got booted, but Dak was allowed to continue to play. I think the NFL would have had to do something. But in this scenario, nobody knew, and they just carried on.
Amazing. Amazing. So now what's going to happen? Nothing, right?
I don't think so.
I think the Eagles are going to try and convince the NFL that they'll do something internally, whether that, because he was suspended for taunting for one.
I think we need a congressional investigation. I think we need congressional hearings on Loogie Gate. Probably an independent prosecutor.
My thought is it's going to be the Eagles are going to try and convince New York to do an internal suspension. They might sit him for a game or two and fine him, because what the Eagles will do is significantly less than what Goodell and New York are going to do to him if they manage to be the ones in charge of the discipline.
Now, did you notice that the Sirianni, the coach, said something to the quarterback of the Cowboys, and he covered his mouth so the cameras could not pick up the lip reading. Did you notice that?
Yeah. End of the game.
Now, I think what he said was, "I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You spit first." I think he said that. I think he said, "You drew first, Loogie."
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think he said. I could be wrong, but I think he said, "You drew first, Loogie." That's what I think. I mean, we'll see. But, you know, you imagine having to do sports radio and talk about Loogie Gate all friggin' day. I'd kill myself.
I've been listening to it on WIP all day, literally every segment. If it's not the host, it's a caller calling in talking about it. It's just, oh my God.
Yeah, I'd be at the bottom of the Schuylkill right now if I had to talk about this all friggin' day. Give me your thoughts on Loogie Gate. What's there to say? All day? But I'm calling for a congressional hearing. I'm calling for the president to, the same thing he did with that drug boat, that you should do to the Dallas Cowboys. to their bus.
It was like a Stinger missile.
Absolutely. That's an act of terrorism, as far as I'm concerned. Spitting by the quarterback is an act of terrorism, and that justifies the president taking a drone strike against the entire Cowboys team, I think.
It's biological warfare by Dak Prescott.
Thank you, Justin. Thank you. That guy could have unleashed the next global pandemic.
Exactly.
So, is Adams backing out of the race is the question. Apparently not. According to Bloomberg, he's staying in. That's what we're getting. So, probably is a Loogie Gate. Probably because of the Loogie Gate. That's probably the reason why. Because of the spitting. So, it's changed our nation. So, you know, the president was not going to change it to the Department of War until the spitting happened. And he said, that's it. This is a wake-up call for America. So, Department of Defense has to go. It needs to be Department of War, because we're going on offense now after all this spitting that's occurred. That's what I'm told.
That's what they're saying behind closed doors.
Behind closed doors, that's what they're saying.
Can confirm Eric Adams is, he did announce that he is in fact staying in the race for New York mayor. And he called Cuomo a snake.
He is a snake and a nursing home serial killer and the love gov and a pervert. I heard Trump is sending the National Guard into Dallas because of the spitting, all the spitting. I will say, of all the shirts, the Dallas Sucks shirts, there's nothing better, in my opinion, than the one that has Kennedy's face on it. I'm just saying, totally inappropriate. You want to put up, do we have the cake from yesterday? We could wish John a happy birthday again. Do we still have that?
I can grab it real quick.
All right. I wished John a happy birthday yesterday. John Braxton of Braxton's Animal Works in Wayne. His wife, Mindy, sent me a note. They were at the game yesterday. She got him a big cake. It said, "Dallas sucks. Happy birthday, JB. Go Birds." And we put this up, the picture of the cake, on our YouTube chat. So, John, happy birthday, buddy. Hope you had a great time. Hope nobody spit on you. Hope you didn't spit on anybody. All right? And they were at the Lamp Lighters Express bus, that famous bus that they tailgate on. That's where they were. I did not get a chance to stop by their tailgate yesterday, unfortunately. But I'm sure they had a great time. And hopefully, John, you had a great birthday. And hopefully there were no loogies on your cake, your birthday cake.
I always do get nervous when people blow out the candles, whether or not there's some, like, spit flying as well.
Yeah. You got to be careful about that, especially when you have kids and kids blow out the birthday cake. Like, tomorrow's my daughter Claire's birthday, and she's going to have all those kids around. So I always make them wear ponchos. So. And now I'm definitely doing it after Loogie Gate. No doubt about that. So,
make her blow out the candles through, like, a screen just to be on the safe side.
Sharon wants to know if we enjoyed the national anthem by Boyz II Men. I thought they did a good job. I thought it was great.
There we go.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
You didn't like it?
I think it was good.
Oh,
and then
it was fine.
I mean, they're men to men now. There's nothing boys about them. They're like, I think the one guy broke his hip during the singing. And then the other thing is, I love the eagle. What's his name? Chucky, Bobby, what's
Lincoln.
His name? Lincoln, right. Flying, I should know that. That's Jimmy's son, Lincoln Fela. The eagle flying across the link was great. The whole thing was great. The fireworks, the lights. The whole thing. They have this app where you put it on your phone, and the phone that was blinking, and probably some Chinese spyware on my phone now. It was fun. It was great. And then the quarterback has to go and spit on one of our guys and provoke him. And everybody has to lose their friggin' minds. You know what I mean? So, there you go.
What a weird way to start off the season. The lightning
right?
delay, the spitting incident. There's like
bunch
four
of fights.
Five personal fouls. Yeah, it was not a great start. It's miraculous they won.
Tuna Fang on the YouTube chat says, men to seniors. That's just wrong. That's just... And then, of course, the Tush Push, but funny, though. The Tush Push, which, of course, the new sponsor for the Tush Push, which is Dude Wipes. I don't know if that's the truth, but Dude Wipes is now a new sponsor. So we were having a lot of fun with that yesterday. Meryl Reese saying the Tush Push brought to you by Dude Wipes.
Wait, is that real?
Well, Dude Wipes is a sponsor. I don't know if they were actually sponsoring the Tush Push or not, but they apparently are. And I don't know what Dude Wipes are, but I'm sure Joe Biden used them. Or they used them on Joe Biden, I would imagine.
Oh, it is real, so. Apparently. Justin is confirming. It's a good sponsorship.
Yeah. And they should sponsor every time there's a Tush Push. They should say, because, you know, it's like every time there's a first down or whatever, they go, it's brought to you by Acme or whatever it is. They should go, every time there's a Tush Push, brought to you by Dude Wipes. That's what we were saying yesterday. So.
By the way, again, probably didn't see this since you were at the stadium. Saquon Barkley must be making a fortune with sponsorship deals. Every commercial, I felt like he made an appearance.
Good for him.
Yeah. No, he was also doing vending during the game yesterday. at one point, I think I bought a Yingling from him during the second quarter. So he's everywhere. Amazing. Good for him. Yeah, he's on the cover of Madden 25, right?
Madden 26, but yeah.
He's I mean, 26, yeah.
Yeah, doing the backwards hurdle over the Jacksonville defender, yeah.
Doing the Tush Push, right? No, but I mean, that's Madden 27, I think. They've got that schedule, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, for when we go back-to-back.
Yeah, it's going to be great. All right, we got to take a quick break, but let me tell you, though, about Bob's Little Sports Shop. My great friends over there at Bob's. How about a great event, something completely out of the box, having your event at Bob's Little Sports Shop? They've got their trained NRA-certified instructors who will help you have an incredible event. You have an event up to 30 people. You can have an event for 10 people during business hours. You get your own instructor. Now, they've got men and women trained instructors, certified NRA trained instructors, and they have their co-ed shooting event coming up. And that is going to be on Saturday, September 27th at Bob's Little Sports Shop, Delsey Drive in Glassboro, New Jersey. I'd love for you to have your event at Bob's. There's so many great people there, and they have – you don't need any experience, by the way. No experience necessary. You don't need a firearms ID card. You don't need to know anything, but no alcohol or drugs permitted on premises, obviously. Bob's will help you, and they've got classes for training, learning how to shoot. They've got classes on cleaning, firearm safety. It really is the place to go to learn how to properly use a firearm. That's what I love about Bob's. And I love that the people take great care of you at Bob's Little Sports Shop. And the upcoming men and women co-ed sporting event, shooting event on September 27th will be a lot of fun. You'll learn a lot. You'll be safe. And you'll learn how to properly handle a firearm. But think about doing an event there. Reach out to them for all the details. You can have, a bachelor party. You can have a bachelorette party. That could be a lot of fun. Bachelor party, bachelorette party. You have a baby shower there. I mean, don't bring the baby, but yeah, I mean, it'd be fun, right? Because it'd be loud for the kid. That's all. I mean, the baby would probably too loud for them. But, you know, and then I don't know if they have the cover the ears, the ear protection for a baby or not. But either way, just reach out to Bob's and ask them. They'll find out. They'll tell you. They'll tell you the whole thing. Go to bobslittlesportshop.com and get all the details, and they'll work with you on planning a great event. bobslittlesportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making the YouTube stream hot again on this Friday, that's right, with two of the most prolific commentators out there. I'm very, very excited to welcome back to the show. They were a huge hit at the Grand Hotel of Cape May when they joined us for our last live broadcast of the summer. I want to welcome back to the show Paula Scanlon and Raquel DeBono. Ladies, welcome back. How are you today?
We were talking about Eric Adams, gossiping about that, you know.
Good.
Trying to make America less ugly.
Yes. Well, first of all, I want to mention Raquel is an entertainment lawyer and founder of Make America Hot Again, because we're making hotness a bipartisan issue. And, of course, Paula Scanlon, former swimmer at the University of Pennsylvania, working alongside Scott Pressler on Early Vote Action PAC. You can follow Paula at Paula Y. Scanlon, and you can follow Raquel at RAQ, R-A-Q, RAQ is right. So you watch the presser. So is he staying in the race?
We just watched it. Raquel was very disappointed with him making us wait 45 minutes to get on. But
he's such a diva.
It's really interesting just to see this whole thing. Why do you need to make an announcement that you're dropping out? Right? Like, just stay in the race and just continue campaigning. Why did you have to make a huge presser, be 45 minutes late just to say, hey, guys, I'm still running? It was just a whole lot of nothing. And so whatever. New York is just going to become, you know, something bad under Mamdani.
Something bad. It's already bad. It's just going to get worse, you mean?
Yeah. A lot of interesting sights on the street. Someone was openly shooting up something with a needle outside in broad daylight. So that's what you deal with in New York City, and I don't think it's going to get any better.
All right. So talk to me about if Adam stays in the race and you've got Curtis Sliwa in the race and you've got Cuomo in the race, the idea then is that there's just no way to defeat Mamdani. But President Trump has said, if you guys don't figure this out, apparently he told John Katsimides this, then I'm going to step in. So what's the thinking then? He gives Adams a job, he makes him an ambassador, and then Adams will drop out? So Adams has his press conferences today to say he's not dropping out. Is that to send a message to the White House, hey, you better give me a job here? Or is that to say, or to try to prove that the president is not getting involved? Because that only gives Mandami fuel, right, to say, hey, look, the White House is influencing this race?
Honestly, I haven't thought about it in the other way. I really just thought it was Adams' way of saying that only thing he wants to do is to be mayor. I don't know if he's had talks with Trump already about anything. I mean, there have been rumors. There are people just reporting things on this whole thing. I think everyone's clinging on to just hope that Mamdani won't be mayor. But in the current state of the race, unless there's a drastic change, and again, we really get it down to a one-on-one race, there's really no path to victory for any of the remaining three candidates that aren't Mamdani. And that's just what we have to deal with in New York City. But we've had other terrible mayors across the year. We had de Blasio here. I mean, we've seen it all. So New York is just going to become an experiment. And I think it will also tell the direction the Democrat Party is going to be going into.
All right. Now, have you, either of you, done, and I don't know if you're going to do a Make America Hot Again on the Rat Tour. Have you done the Rat Tour?
We're definitely going to do something. I'll just say that. We're definitely going to do something. We have an event coming up October 3rd.
Okay.
I made an out-of-date Mean Girls reference regarding a movie that my father took me to when I was way too young to see it. But regardless, we're going to do that. It's going to be fun. We're going to make America a little bit less ugly, maybe a little bit difficult in the current political climate. But in regards to Adams, I feel like the only thing he squashed today was the allegations that he can't be bribed, but only time will tell. So we'll see about that.
It's a good point, right? Because that's what it's all about, right? I mean, it's basically, it's all about, we have a little clip of Mayor Adams from today. Let's take a watch and a listen here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Go ahead.
There's been so much speculation, communications, announcements of what I'm doing, no matter what I have stated over and over again publicly. So I want to be clear with you. Andrew Cuomo is a snake and a liar. I am in this race, and I'm the only one that can beat Mamdani. Andrew has had a career of pushing black candidates out of races. You've heard me say it over again. Carl McCall, Charlie King, David Patterson. This is his career that must...
So, Paula Scanlon, Raquel DeBono, what do you think? I mean, is this racism here?
You know, things are bad when they start dropping the R word and not the R word I like, the other R word. You know, that's how you know it's really a losing fight. It's like we have to throw in the R because obviously that's the only solution here. Obviously, that's the only reason why he's not winning.
This whole situation, like, there could be such a great opportunity to really have a unity ticket and really get everyone together and everyone's on the same page rallying behind one candidate. But all the people that are remaining in the race are way too proud to do anything about it. I think Adams was saying, well, if, you know, why do I need to be the one to drop out? Why can't he? And then that's what they keep doing back and forth. And then you have everyone staying in the race and they're going to embarrass themselves. They're all in the race. They're splitting the votes. I'm very curious how many votes each of these people end up getting on election day in November. It's going to be really interesting to see. And also a four-way race for a mayor race in New York City, which, by the way, the turnout is usually under 30% for already. I mean, what are you doing?
It's so bad in New York City that the Wall Street Journal had an opinion about this. Pest side story. New York rats become a tourist attraction. Sightseers are paying as much as $50 to watch the rodents scurry and squeak through the city's grimiest corners. It's so bad in New York City right now that people are paying. They have tours, and they'll take you through rat-infested hotspots. All right. Now, that's not the way. When you say make America hot again, Raquel, you don't mean that kind of a hot spot.
Yeah, I really wasn't talking about that. I mean, the subways are infested. You can go down for whatever the current subway fare is. I wouldn't know because I'm scared of the subway right now. And yeah, pop down there and see the situation for yourself. But I think this whole thing is becoming a huge pride issue. You know, they say that like New Yorkers think they're better than everyone else.
Well, yeah.
All these mayoral candidates think they're better than everyone else. It's becoming a huge, like, hubris problem, right? Everyone's so prideful that it's going to cause, you know, New York to go to shambles.
Well, I agree. And let me ask you this now, as we're talking about this race and we're looking at this right now and we're thinking about what could happen if Mandami wins, I think the real problem we have to worry about is that if he wins, he's going to say it was a referendum on Trump because he's done his five borough anti-Trump tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Democrats are going to use that as they go into midterm elections to say, you see, we've got all this momentum.
Yeah, it's out of the Democrat playbook, 100%.
I mean, I think that the biggest thing, and I think this is what Democrats have to worry about, and it's really not our problem, is that what this means for the other candidates that they're going to try to run in the future. Because they're going to be inspired now to be running these far-left candidates that are more socialist, right? This is not even the Democrat Party anymore. I was saying the other day to someone that they should just rebrand at this point. If you want your candidates to be Mamdani and AOC and people like that, you should just rebrand and be more reflective to what your party actually stands for. Because it's not what these, and I hate the Democrats, okay, they've done so many horrible things to us all these years, but it's not the same platform. It's not the same party. And if they want to push that and have those candidates be their front-facing people, then they're going to have to reflect to that, or they're going to have to figure it out internally and say that moderate voters are not going to appeal to that. And I've talked to common sense Democrats in New York City, and they are very happy to vote for Cuomo, but they really, really, really do not like Mamdani. How are they going to fix that problem, especially in other elections?
All right, on another topic, I want to ask you this. The Sidney Sweeney, quote-unquote, controversy, which I don't even think is controversy, American Eagle stock has soared nearly 40%. Now, 40%, doesn't that prove America does not like beautiful people?
Of course. We all want to be hideous. That's why we all like watching Sidney Sweeney in her jeans.
And now as a ballet dancer. How awful. Yeah.
How awful. It's horrible. Take it away. I mean,
I'm triggered. I'm triggered, obviously.
Paul. It's like TV.
So Paul Scanlon and Raquel are with us right now. We're talking about a lot of different topics, but I just want to remind you that we are streaming live on YouTube right now. We're going to post a lot of this on social media, but you should follow Paula Scanlon at Paula Y. Scanlon and Raquel DeBono at Rack Is Right, R-A-Q, Rack Is Right. We'll post links to both of their stuff. They're going to be joining us a lot going forward, which we're very, very excited about. All right, so, I mean, but it's true, though. There's something to be said about the fake backlash and the fact that there really was no backlash over Sidney Sweeney. It was all manufactured, right?
I think it was. I mean, a lot of it was so just, they're just making things up. They're just trying to be upset that, again, it's a normal person in an ad. And it turned into this whole thing that was just, I mean, it showed really how jealous these people are. Everything is fatphobic or everything is racist, right? They had a huge problem that she was a white girl being featured, that she's skinny, that she's conventionally good looking. Their perfect version of an ad is a black person who's overweight and goes by they, them pronouns. And that is like what the left wants to see. And the reality is the majority of people don't buy into that. Even moderates, even common sense voters, they say it was a great ad. It's a beautiful woman. And it brought American Eagle a lot of attention, which, you know, in turn, more people went and shopped. And I said this the other day to someone, too, and I think Raquel is in the same boat, is that I went to American Eagle for the first time in about 10 years after this ad because I hadn't been thinking about the brand. So honestly, genius marketing on their end. And I think that they absolutely deserve the profits that they've gained from this. And the crazy leftists, I think that they need to find better things to worry about because good advertising is back. And I'm excited to see that.
Raquel, is America hot again? Thanks to Sidney Sweeney.
Honestly, thank goodness. Thank goodness we can all walk into an American Eagle again and put a pair of jeans on. Like it's like Sidney Sweeney Gate. Like what's the, it's just no one else have anything to talk about anymore. Like really, we're talking about a girl in jeans. Like, you know, it's exhausting, really. Like truly. But it's
have you
right.
Two, I just have to ask, because I know you're both in your 20s. Have you ever been inside something called a mall?
I have. I used to call them mall rats. We have them in New York, but they're underground. But in malls, you know, I guess they're just inside a structure. And they're just like little teenagers hanging out in American Eagle, I guess, outside American Eagle.
All right, let me switch gears one more time again to another topic. And this one, Paula, very near and dear to your heart. This is University of Pennsylvania and that man known as Will Thomas and Malcolm Gladwell, the sociologist who I'm sure you both read about in college. I'm sure you probably read his books, The Tipping Point, and all the other stuff. Coming out and saying that now in polite society, you can actually say that Will Thomas is a man. Here's the clip. Take a listen.
If we did a replay of that exact panel, at the Sloan Conference this coming March, it runs in exactly the opposite direction. And I suspect in the room that trans athletes have no place in the female category. I don't think this is a question. I just think it was a strange. The reason I'm ashamed of my performance at that panel, because I share your position 100%, and I was cowed. The idea of saying anything on this issue, I was, you know, I believe in retrospect, in a dishonest way, I was objective in a dishonest way.
By the way, I do want to mention he is playing Edward Scissorhands on Broadway right now if you want to go see him. Paula, this guy is such a fraud. To come out and say now that he has the courage to say it, it's only because of people like you that he has the ability to say this, that Will Thomas is a dude and should not have been swimming against you, Paula Scanlon.
Yeah, you know, when I first saw that clip, people thought I would be really happy to see it. And I actually was in the exact opposite position, saying I'm actually really upset. I have less respect for the people that have lied about their positions than the ones that are still out there rioting in the streets saying that men belong in women's sports. You are a coward for not saying the right thing that everyone knew to be true back then. And you are the reason that we were put in the situation to begin with. I mean, really, truly, if he just come out and everyone else who also has his viewpoint, which, by the way, is probably the majority of Americans and people in the world and people with eyes and common sense, and just said, yeah, this isn't right, we never would have been in this situation to begin with. The Democrat Party wouldn't have adopted this as a widespread platform, and we wouldn't have crazy people trying to say that men belong in our locker rooms on our sports teams. But it's people like that who pretended to think otherwise that allowed us to be in this situation. And I honestly, I have no respect for him for doing that. I mean, I guess I'm kind of glad that he's maybe admitting that he was wrong, but it doesn't change the fact that we were put into this situation, and it continues to happen because of people like that.
Raquel, I don't have any respect for him. I think Paul is spot on, as always, 100% right. Because literally, he's only changing his opinion right now because it's the polite society thing to do to say we should be protecting women athletes.
I mean, it's definitely another case of a bandwagoner. It's like me on Super Bowl week. All of a sudden, I pick a team. Like, usually don't care. Could not care less. Could not give an anything. That's what I couldn't give. But you know what I mean? It's all these people coming out of the woodwork. Now that Paula has so kindly paved a path for us, now it's easy to be like, hey, me too. Hashtag me too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
which loogie, but, you know. Which team, which spitting team were you rooting for last night, Dallas or the Eagles?
I don't even know who played. I actually saw your story. That's the only reason I knew the Eagles. Like, I don't pretend. I don't pretend to know anything. I don't like Eagles are green. You know, that's yeah.
I'm an honorary Eagles fan. My football team hasn't done anything for me in a couple of years.
Wait, I thought you were an Eagles fan, Paula Scanlon.
No, I'm a Patriots fan.
Are you a bandwagoner too, Paula Scanlon?
No, I'm not. I have loyalty to my team, but I admit that they're terrible right now. And so if I want to root for a good team, sometimes I'll watch the Eagles.
I thought you're from here.
It's a compliment. What?
I thought you're from here. Aren't you one of us?
No. Ask my uncle that you know, too. You know, he's not from Philadelphia either.
I know, but I try to avoid the fact that he's a masshole. I didn't think you were part of that category. You know, I figured that you were better than that, Paula. But that's okay. We have so many things we love about you. We're going to let it go, and we're gonna move on. Let me ask you, well, I have you both here right now, about Mikey Sherrill, who's running for governor of New Jersey right now. Paula, I know you're working really hard to flip New Jersey red, which is great, and thank you for doing that. I want to play a clip of what she said about opting out your kids from the LGBTQ+IA, every letter of the alphabet curriculum, and how you should not be able to, and get your take on how you think that's going to factor in, if anything, on how parents are viewing this election when it comes to parental rights in education. So let's take a listen.
Parents have the right to opt their kids out of LGBTQ-related content in the same way that right now they can be removed from sex ed and health curriculum classes.
Look, I believe that parents have the right to oversee their children's education. I would push in LGBTQ education into our schools. Parents have a right to opt out of a lot of things, but this is not an area where they should be opting out, because this is an area of understanding the background of people throughout our nation. And right now we see, for example, at the Naval Academy, an erasure of history.
See, as far as I can tell, parents are sick of this and they want to be involved in their kids' education. And they don't want to be told you can't opt out. That's how I view it, because they know it's indoctrination.
I mean, it's a top issue I've heard on the road when I'm on the road in New Jersey with people. But the one thing is that she is a woman, and a lot of these suburban moms are more inclined to vote from her just from the people that I've been talking to. So, again, we have to really push this is a parental rights thing, and that she's a nut job for saying that. I mean, parents should have the ability to make their own decisions for their kids. And she supported, you know, men and women's sports. She's supporting that. And again, I think it's not even controversial to say that parents should be able to make what's best for their children, and she just wants to deny that. But again, the only reason she's saying that is because it's the party lines that she needs to toe, and she probably does no real beliefs on anything herself at all.
Yeah. Raquel, do you, I mean, I know you're not on the ground politically speaking, but you talk to people at these events all the time. And I think there's just kind of a sense out there. We're sick and tired of being told what we can and can't talk about. And we're also sick and tired of being told this is the indoctrination. It's like that comedian in the UK who said the UK is becoming like North Korea, because he was arrested for making a joke about transgender people and a joke about the crowd, too.
Yeah, all I'm going to say is we need to make America funny again, and people need to take things a little lighter around here, because, you know, this is getting out of hand. But, you know, in New Jersey, whatever's going on, like, aren't we sick of this? I think we're all so sick of it. Like, we are all so sick of hearing about LGBTQ+Z, them, they. Words are in a knot, you know? No one cares. Literally no one cares. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect my life. And, you know, I think we're sick of it. Like, why is this even a discussion? Do what's best for your children. That's it.
And give us school choice so that if we don't like your indoctrination camps, we can move our kids out of those schools.
100%. Actually, Paul and I were listening to a clip the other day of Megyn Kelly talking about how she's sending her daughter to this school. And it's a school that Paula went to. And she's talking about how there was forms where you had to sort of affirm your gender. It's an all-girls school. Why are you affirming your... Like, I don't even understand. Aren't you not allowed to go to the school if you're a boy or a they or a that? Like, why do you have to write your pronouns? It actually makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Now I'm wondering if Paul is actually a woman, now that you see.
Yeah, you never know.
So in my high school, it's funny, Megyn Kelly made this video complaining about it. You probably can figure it out, but I went to the same high school Megyn Kelly's daughter goes to. And in this, we, in my experience in high school, we actually had a student say that they identified, or she identified as a they, and then a he, and then people asked if she wanted to transfer to the boys' school, and she said that that was really offensive. But everyone said, if you think that you're a boy, wouldn't you be trying to go to the boys', our brother's school? And it was this whole thing, and then they had to change the dress code, and so they took skirts, aren't mandatory to wear in our uniform anymore. They had to add pants to make it inclusive, but it's an all-girls school. So that is what you're seeing at these schools, and I think it's a bunch of nonsense. And if it is so harmful for you to identify as a woman, if you're a woman, why don't you go to a school that's not an all-girls school? That is the simple solution, but yet these people didn't seem to want to do that.
I got a dumb question here, but if you identify as they, do you go to both schools?
I don't know. We all tried to ask that. And
I mean, how does that work? How does that even work? I feel like you got to pick a team. You got to be either they, like she, her, and he, him, or you got like, one or the other. How can you be they, that? I don't understand that. That's multiple personalities, isn't it?
Maybe they have to pay both tuitions. I have no idea.
No, but it's a slippery slope. Because it's like, what counts as what? What's a girl? What's a boy? Like, where are we going to be in 10 years from now? You know, it's just, it's so ridiculous. A girl is a girl, a boy is a boy. Send the boy to the boy's school. Send the girl to the girl's school. And everyone go home and eat your snacks and be quiet.
And then we got to talk about healthy snacks. Because Maha, and are we getting healthy snacks or not?
Well, we're trying. I'm trying to be skinny really hard. I'm trying really hard to be skinny. And that is
you,
healthy. Skinny
you
equals
look
healthy.
Great. Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that? You look beautiful, Raquel.
Thank you so much. I wasn't even trying to get a call, but at that time I was actually just fat shaming myself, because this is how you stay accountable. You know, you wake up and you're like, make America skinny again.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You feel better.
Yeah, I'm actually just staring into the camera and I don't know what you look like right now, but I'm sure you look great.
Well, the camera does add 10 pounds, so no, I'm kidding.
Well, and okay, I have so multiple cameras on me, so in my case, it's I'm 40 pounds heavier because of the cameras. I have multiple angles, so I got to
add. That's a good excuse.
Up.
Yeah, that's a great excuse.
I'm kidding. You're both beautiful
and skinny
and hot, and we love having you on the show. And next time, we're going to promote this before you come on the show. This way, people know that you're coming on the show. I think that makes sense.
I love it.
We're going to try doing that. We just weren't sure today because of the president speaking, but next week we'll do it, and hopefully he won't interrupt us, and then we can promote it properly. I think we'll do that going forward. I think that'll work.
I love it.
I love it. Got to have a goal. Well, have a great weekend.
It.
Follow Raquel at RAQ, R-A-Q is right. And, of course, Paula Scanlon, who you know so well, and you love them both. But follow Paula at Paula Y. Scanlon. And, ladies, have a great weekend. Keep making America hot. Keep working hard. Keep fighting the fight. We appreciate you both so much.
Thank you.
The Rizzioli Show.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Let me tell you about the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where I was live with Paula and Raquel, and we had a great time together in person. And you should make your September to Remember plans right now, because they've got such an incredible package available for you. Several different ways for you to enjoy the Grand Hotel in Cape May, New Jersey. And I'd love for you to go there and see it for yourself if you have not been. Because I'll tell you one thing, the people who are there, they love having you there. And that's obvious. Every time somebody goes, they say the same thing. Wow, they're the nicest people. The facilities are absolutely beautiful. The rooms are great. And the best way to extend summer is to make a getaway at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. You can book a Grand Escape weekend this fall, earn resort credits, or make it a September to Remember and book a September stay and still earn resort credits and save 10% off room rates. So you get resort credits and get the 10% off room rates. It's an amazing deal. Check out their website for details. Remember, book direct with them for the best rates and get those resort credits. The Grand is also the perfect place to host a wedding, baby and bridal shower with four ballrooms. They have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. My friend Caitlin was named the 2025 South Jersey Face of Weddings. She will help you plan the wedding of your dreams. Just call her at 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550, and do that today and book your fall getaway. And you will extend summer and make yourself really happy. But I'm telling you, September is the best time to go. The crowds are so, they're gone, basically. And the weather is absolutely gorgeous. And the grand packages will make you really happy. Hemingway's Restaurant, great food and drinks. And, you know, great beach walk. And if you want to, listen, you want to take the kids, they have that heated indoor pool. They'll love it. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.